The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to On the Record with Chloe B, where I invite celebrities on to tell their truth behind the headlines. You can listen every Monday at 6 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
So before we get started, I just wanted to apologise for my little break, guys. I didn't go anywhere. Someone put on the comments, what's happened? Is she gone? Has she forgotten about us? I was like, I'm missing in action. I'm back, guys. I'm back and I'm better. We've got an amazing, beautiful set. We've got an amazing guest today. So I'm joined by the amazing Mark Kiley from Married at First Sight.
Hey, Hans.
Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
So I thought, what better guest to have on? We've got Married at First Sight starting. We've got so many amazing things we could talk about. I just feel like you've got so many amazing things to talk about. I was looking through your headlines, and I mean, they're controversial.
Oh, one may say. One may say.
So I wanted to find out basically everything. So obviously you went on Married at First Sight, you caused quite a stir on Married at First Sight, you caused quite a stir after Married at First Sight, and you also appeared on one of my favourite shows, which was First Dates. So tell me about life before Married at First Sight.
Yeah, so before Married at First Sight, I was working in children's fashion, so we do a lot of like designer stuff for kids, you know, Gucci, Moncler, you name it. So I've been doing it for about 6-7 years now, so much before the show. But obviously my love life is like a car crash. It's non-existent. So one of my friends was like, you need to go on First Dates.
Did you apply?
Yes, really? So we had a bottle of wine and we was like, let's apply. Thinking nothing of it. And then I'm in the cafe one day, you know, eating my curry. And they were calling. And then, so I was like, oh my God. So I spoke to them. And it was all quite quick. Like, it was very quick. Compared to Married at First Sight, First Dates is very quick.
Oh, really?
So it was like, I'm on the phone. And then there was like, okay, let's book you in to see someone. So I went down for filming. And then they was like, okay, yeah, we've found you a match. And I was just like, that's quick. So I was thinking, okay, perfect. So the love of my life is about to walk in.
Did you really think you was going to meet the love of your life?
I don't know what to think. But, you know, I thought I can't find someone, you know.
Maybe
they can. So it gets into like a holding room before you go into the restaurant. And
Where is the restaurant? Where was it?
St. Paul's.
Oh, okay.
So it's in St. Paul's. And we were just, I was sitting there having a few drinks, a few of the other people that was on the show. And I had one too many. Just, you know, boost the confidence. But it didn't stop at that, you know. One went to three, went to five, you know. So I got there, I was like, it's your turn to walk in. So then,
I bet you was nervous.
Yeah, because then it's like, okay, right. So they walk you to the start of the restaurant, and they walk down. Fred was there. You meet Fred.
Lovely. I think I'd go over Fred.
He's just like one of the loveliest person you'd ever meet. Like, he's just so sweet.
That's what I love about First Dates. Like, me and Jack watch it all the time. And like, I always find myself like crying because it's so genuine. Like, they actually want you to fall in love. Like, obviously, I've done dating shows. You've done dating shows. And I feel like often there's like romance with a hint or a lot of drama. That's what they want. But I feel like First Dates, they don't want that.
They don't care about the drama. They don't want anything to cause of it. It's literally to find love.
Yeah.
And I feel like people are on there to find love.
Oh, that's so nice.
So, and it's always, you always see old people on there and they're always like, so, so you
know,
cute.
What I always think, you know, in the restaurant, how, like, you know, it looks like there's several dates going on at one time. Is that true? Is that right?
Yes, but I think there's only like four or five, because what I heard is you can apply to sit in the background.
Oh, no.
So you can apply to just sit there with like your friend or your boyfriend just to be filmed to make it look like it's a packed restaurant.
Yeah.
But I think there's like three or four dates going on.
Can you tell what ones are the dates?
You're in the holding room with one of them, so you know.
Oh, you can tell.
But there is no cameras around. So like, we've Married at First Sight, there's a cameraman at you 24/7.
Really?
And in the first dates, it's like being in a room with no camera.
Sorry to interrupt. I want to get into Married at First Sight, but I've just got to ask you this. Yeah. So when you're in the apartments, there's a cameraman 24/7?
So not unless you're filming there. So they'll wrap time up and they'll leave you to sleep.
That's mad.
But most of the time, like, it's like a 6 a.m. wake-up call.
That's crazy. I always thought, because it's every day and so in your face, I thought it'd be cameras.
Yeah, no, thankfully, during like when they clock off,
You
don't have them around you.
First dates, a few questions I want to ask about it.
Let's go.
The bill situation. This always gets me and Jack. You know, when they go, I want to split the bill. That's fine. But I've done dating shows before. I know for a fact on Celebs Go Dating, there is no bill. The bill isn't there.
Oh, there's a bill.
Oh, there's a bill.
There's a bill.
So how does it work?
So the production team, I don't know who here is, the company will give you £50 towards your bill. So both of you get £50 towards your bill.
Okay.
And then, so when the bill does come.
Cash.
Cash. Okay. So the bill comes. I've checked it and it is legit.
Yeah.
Then it comes to know who's going to pay the bill. And I was expecting him to pay the bill, you know, so I can keep the £50. Clearly, he was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. So what happened?
He was like, let's go half each.
How much did it come to?
I can't remember.
Did you have to pay more than the £50?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. And the food wasn't.
No, are you joking?
Mm-hmm.
So when they say, I'll pay for the bill, you pocket the £50.
You keep the £50. So you think, you know, I've got £50 now.
It's not bad for a day's
that
work.
That might be McDonald's tomorrow, you know, when I'm hungover.
Yeah.
No.
So what happened then? You had to go half.
We went half age and I thought, well, that's a red flag there and then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't want to pay you, cheap
bastard. I'm never going to see him again.
And then you leave the restaurant and you both then get filmed
one-on-one,
like separately.
Yeah.
And then you get filmed together.
Yeah.
So then they ask you about, do you want to be with each other or not? Yeah. Like, I can't say no to someone anyway, because if you've been filmed, I feel like you have to be nice.
Yeah.
And obviously I was tipsy anyway, so I was just like, yeah, no, we'll see each other. And I was all smiling, you know, because I'm drunk. And then he's just like, no.
Oh no.
And I just switched.
Yeah.
I was like, you're mugging me off. You're ugly anyway.
Oh, no.
I said, yes, to be nice. Security comes.
Fred's sitting there like, this is actually not what the show's about at all, actually. You've got this nutter going, man.
We have no drama. And then, like, they take me out to another room. And so I'm like shouting off because I'm like, he's mugging me off. Like, no, are you having a laugh?
Yeah.
And then they was like, let's refilm it. And they're like, do you see each other again? We're both like, yeah.
Yeah, the poor bastard's terrified. He's gone, yes, I want to see him again. He's probably holding your hand.
He's probably thinking, for fuck's sake, I just want to get out of here.
That's so funny.
So then, like, we leave. And then, like, oh, before we leave, I was like, give me a kiss. He said, oh, I don't kiss. Fine. Get in the cab.
Yeah.
He must not realise the cameraman's in the cab. So then he kisses me in the cab.
They kept it in.
Yeah, and then I was like, let's go Soho. But clearly Soho meant to the end of the road and back again, because we got out there and went separate ways.
You never see him again?
Never see him again.
It's a shame, isn't it? Okay, so you've had your first experience on TV. How does Married at First Sight come around? Because I've got to be honest, I was obsessed with Married at First Sight. There's been other series and I've never watched it, but I swear to God, your series, I couldn't stop watching it.
Do you know what? Before I got onto my one, I never knew it was in the UK because I saw the Australian version.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't realise it was actually a UK thing.
Yeah.
So I basically... Again, I was with some friends and
did
I
you
was
apply?
Like, yeah.
No way.
So I applied. Someone messaged me that was on like, I don't know if it's called a runner or casting. Someone messaged me.
They're always floating about on Instagram, aren't they? These casting and was pages. Like, guys, if you ever want to go on TV, it's a trick. Just go on Instagram and type in casting.
Yeah. Follow the casting
it
girls.
It will come up at some point. It's been some show.
So they sort of messaged and was like, apply for it. So I thought, why not? Mm. Like, and then they come back and basically said, it's thousands upon thousands. It may not come back. So I didn't think nothing of it. But then they emailed me and was like, oh, can we do like a Zoom call?
Sure.
So I was like, yeah, okay. So I did a Zoom call, and then they were like, oh, we really love you and all this. I'm like, oh, great. Then another Zoom call, and another Zoom call, and another Zoom call. And
it was like my process for Tao. It just never ends.
Oh, it was like
intense.
Yeah. And then it was like, cool. Now I need you on a Zoom call with a psych.
Yeah, you I'm have like, to do that. Cool. Yeah.
And then we need another phone call, another Zoom call with another psych.
I'm like, really? Oh, cool. Wow.
And then another psych. And I'm like, am I a psychopath?
They've
like,
got past it. I think by the third cycle, they've definitely realised you're okay.
I was like, what is going on? So then you have a meeting with the producer. So you go down to this, like, I don't know if you call it a mixer. I don't know what it is. You don't see your dates or anything, but people get invited down and you have it with the producers. And then this was going on for about 4 or 5 months.
Wow. That's so, a long process. Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, cool. So I went down and met them. And then
it's really time consuming, isn't it?
Yeah, because you're just like...
I feel like people in TV, like, they're just like, can you meet me on a Monday at 12 o'clock? And you're like, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do nothing else. Yeah, so,
it's fine. I'll do that. Yeah.
But then it's like, you can't book nothing because if you...
And you really want to do it. So you're excited. Yeah. So you're just there. Like, you're just free all the time. I get it, yeah.
So then that's like, you don't hear for a while, for a few months, you don't hear nothing. And then I remember just before Christmas, they called me and was like, we've finished casting and stuff and it's gonna be a Christmas break now, but we just want to let you know you are on the show. And I was like, I literally cried.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, are you being serious? They were like, yeah, we've got you, but because it's Christmas, everyone's not working until January, and we don't want you to like wait around. So you're on the show, but you can't say nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool.
You told everyone.
Well, I was like, I'm not going to say nothing.
CC'd everyone into an email, like, by the way. I was
just like, you know, the subtle stuff. Oh, I can't do that next month. I'm doing something special. I can't say.
You won't know where I am, but I'll be somewhere.
It's E4, but I can't say. So then I was like, great, I'm getting married. And then they called me in Feb, like, you get married in Feb. And I was like, oh my god, this is legit.
That's mad, isn't it? So then I just want to know everything about this. I was so excited.
So I was so excited because, like, the reason why I was so excited to do it is because before this, I had a psychic reading and they were like, you need to start loving yourself. Like, when you love yourself, you'll get a new red car and you'll get married. You'll meet the one. And I was like,
a red car.
I hate red cars. And then years went by and my brother was like, oh, I got you this red car. And I thought, oh,
that's random.
Unusual for colour for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not white. Who doesn't have a white car? Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. And then the show came up and I was like, oh my God, where's the psychic person's number? This is happening. This is it now. Red car and the husband.
Yeah.
Clearly she meant red card. Yeah. Red flag. Not the red car. So they was like, yeah, you're on it. You're getting married in Feb. And I was like, oh, great. So that was like, then they called me to get married in Feb. So you can tell your work people now that you need time off for filming. I think it was like 6 months. And I'm like,
that's a long time.
Yes. I'm like, cool, perfect, great. And then like 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, actually your wedding's been pushed back. And I was like, to when? I think it was March or April. And they were
like, that's quite long, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
That's 2 months.
And I was like, oh, how come? It's like, has the show been pushed back? Oh no, we basically want you like a bombshell. And I was like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And there's like Love Island. And I was just like, okay, well, I don't know what that is. You're going to be amazing. Like, you're going to be so good. We want you as a bombshell to come in, you know, because when people are going to watch it, it's going to be quite boring. And so we want you to come in. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm the next Eric and Sue. So I was like, yeah.
Eric, I think you mean Eck and Sue.
Oh, is that not her?
Eric and Sue.
Isn't it Eric and Sue?
Eck and Sue.
Oh, so Eck and Sue.
Eric apologize. And Sue.
That's probably why I didn't get my Be Perfect so deal.
It's not a couple. Eric and Sue.
Oh, yeah, maybe I thought it was a couple. No,
it's Eck and Sue.
Eck and Sue. Okay. So I was like, cool, I'm the new Eck and Sue then, guys. Like, loads of my friends watch it. So then I was like, oh my God, like, oh my God. So I did it and then I was disheartened.
So how did, tell me the process. So, you know, I obviously watch it. I've done TV. You watch it and you go, oh, is it a real wedding? Is it not? But the setup seems very real. So tell me the process of it. You know, how real is it while there's a camera there? You know, like, because obviously I've done dates before, but always been aware that there's a camera there. And how does it work, it being a wedding though? Did you treat it as your real wedding? Because, sorry to interrupt, but something that was in my mind is I remember watching your wedding and you was kicking off about cufflinks or something. Is that right?
I'll be shirt.
A shirt. And I completely understood why you was, because obviously you were taking it serious. It was something you would never wear. You wouldn't have worn that shirt and you felt uncomfortable and it was a big day for you. So just explain a few things for me.
So they send you like a thing called a wedding pack.
Yeah.
And basically they ask you what you want. They ask you to pick these flowers, these rings, like you pick what you want. I got none of what I wanted. But you know, we go, we move.
Yeah.
So they pick everything you want and then they send you something, I can't remember what it was, and it gives you a total. So this is your total. This is your amount to buy your wedding dress, your wedding outfit. If you want bridesmaids, that's coming out your wedding fund.
Wow. Was it a lot of money?
So I can't remember if it was 2.5 or 5,000. So I was like, oh my God, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, right, I'm going to get my boots and shoes.
It's hard to sort of get everything.
Well, I was like, I'm not having bridesmaids. If you want to be bridesmaids, you can buy your own dress. I DM'd what you call it, like a dressmaker, because I wanted to get this long cape made with feathers on.
Yeah.
So then I spoke to one of the welfare. They was like, how are you getting on? I was like, oh my God, yeah, I spoke to the designer. He's going to make me this long train for me. And she was like, oh, let me call you back. And I'm like, okay, cool. I get an email. We're so sorry. We sent you the wrong amount.
Oh no.
It's 500.
Sorry?
And I was like, So it's 5 grand. So there's meant to be 500. There's like, I think someone must have put an extra zero or something. And I was like,
what the fuck's that?
What am I supposed to buy off the rack?
You're just going to have to wear a shoe. You're just going to throw you the boot on.
So I was like, go to the boot and buy a dressmaker block, you know, because we already started talking. So I was like, shit, what do I do? So then I went to like all these suit red shops and I was like, I don't know what to get, I don't know what to wear. And I didn't want to wear that traditional towels and stuff. Yeah. I wanted to be a bit out there. So I got this white jacket with black trousers, this white blazer, and basically there was this shirt and you put cufflinks in each shirt and it was a skull.
Yeah.
And they matched the cufflinks on the side.
Yeah.
And I was like, perfect, because that gives it a bit of twist on the actual suit.
Yeah, you felt nice.
Yeah, so I was like, great, fab. So I went and picked it up. And then they come and pick up and they tell you a secret location. They don't tell you. They send your car and you go to a secret location.
And that's for your wedding?
Yes.
I mean, you're getting married to a stranger and you're in a secret location in a mysterious car. I mean, could you get any more nerve-wracking if you tried?
I felt like I was in a James Bond movie.
This episode is sponsored by Fireaway Pizza, the fastest growing pizza company in the UK. Get 20% off your next order using discount code CHLOE20 at fireaway.co.uk.
So... my guests got accommodation, so they knew the area.
Yeah.
So they were told it's in that Braintree, Colchester area. So they were like, oh my God, what can it be? So I'm in the car going to my location and I'm by myself, sitting in the room. And I thought, my wedding's tomorrow. Let me just check my outfit out. You know, I'm not checked here.
Yeah.
It was the wrong shirt.
Oh, shit.
And it was like, I had nothing to put my studs in.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, what do I do? So I messaged the shop and I was like, you've given me the wrong shirt. It was a Sunday night. And they messaged me back saying, we've got a shop in Colchester. So I ran a producer and I was like, this is what needs to happen. Oh no, we start filming at 6. And I'm like,
it's my wedding day.
And I was like, yeah. They're like, we'll just get you a new shirt from Tesco. And I was like,
no. I'm like,
oh yeah, do you know what? That's fine. So I rang the welfare. They want me to wear a shirt from Tesco. I'm not wearing a shirt from Tesco.
Yeah, it's your wedding day. You want to feel good.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes, you know, that may have been a genuine accident. I'm not saying, but sometimes I feel like they throw them little twists in to see how people react. And I think that you definitely delivered in the way you reacted.
But I was just like...
But I would be exactly the same. Yeah. You know, it's the biggest day of your life. You're getting married to a stranger. It's also on national TV. Everyone's watching this show. Also, every other cast member's just got married. You're coming in as a bombshell late in the series and you're wearing a Tesco shirt, you don't feel great.
You have to stand out.
Yeah.
So then when the runners come with a Tesco shirt with a little pocket here, short sleeves.
Oh, it's like a school shirt. But it's a school.
And
a school
I was shirt. Just like, if you want me to get married, you have to give me the shirt.
Yeah.
And they were like, but it doesn't open till 9. And we started filming at 6. And I was like,
well, filming at 6?
Yeah.
So what was you doing?
For 3 hours.
What were you doing at 6?
You know, sitting there, the girls are coming from getting their makeup done, their hair done. We filmed, there's a lot of film you film that they don't see. So we filmed a lot of the stuff, some songs they wanted me to sing, you know, Here Comes the Bride, in my bride-to-be outfit.
Yeah.
Thankfully that wasn't shown because it's horrendous.
So it's like they were setting you up for a foul there.
Right. So the shirt came and I was like, good to go. But like, in my response, if, like, I got hated galore for that.
Did you?
So much hate.
I understood it, though, to be fair. I really got it.
If you didn't have, like, something, and it was you, I believe this was going to be the one. The red card was there. You know, the fortune teller told me.
Oh, you really thought this was your
thing. Yeah, so I was like, I want to be, like, looking amazing. And people to be like, oh, do you know what? You look really different. Like, it looks different.
But even, like, say, for example, if it wasn't a stranger and you was just marrying someone you've been with for years, you still, like, spend a lot of time putting effort into your outfit, whether that be your dress, your suit, and then for it sort of to be changed on the day, I don't think anyone would react well to that. I mean, you know, everyone's a bride dealer at the end of the day. You just want to dress your
hair. So in the wedding, I come out this wedding car.
Did you walk up the aisle or was you waiting? Oh, you walked up
it. But I was not arrived in the car. I arrived in an Uber. The car was for show.
No way.
We drove around the block in the car and then I got out the car, but I wasn't in the car the whole time. I got an Uber to the venue.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. So and then when the Uber came, I was thinking, is that my wedding car?
This is how I'm going to
I ticked horse and car.
You've tricked me.
So yeah, we get there. The wedding's like, the place looked amazing, looked lovely. The car was nice. And basically you have to go into a holding room again. But they were like, apparently, once we got married and stuff, everyone told me they had to wait about 2-3 hours waiting around because I was so delayed.
Oh.
So, obviously, I got stick for that as well.
What do you mean?
Because of the shirt.
Oh.
Everyone was pushed back.
So, who was waiting 2-3 hours?
He was waiting. And all the family and friends were sitting there waiting.
Oh, because the shirt?
Yeah.
But it opens at 9.
But then we didn't get it to about 11.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can't help it, can you? Do you know what I mean?
In detail, he was never going to leave, and the show had to wait.
Yeah. Oh, so did they air him waiting for you, basically? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then, and then before I got down the aisle, the priest or the vicar, whatever you call them, was like, oh, are you Sean? And I was like, oh, no, I'm the other one.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, because obviously I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. I don't know what he looks like. Nothing.
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking, okay, what does Sean look like?
Yeah.
Can I imagine screaming out Sean's name in my head in bed?
Could you?
No.
Oh, it's a shame.
No, it's just Sean.
He's not for you.
It ain't, is it?
You can tell straight away.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Yeah.
So anyway, so then I thought, okay, time was to go.
Yeah.
So I'm on the stairs ready to walk down.
Oh, and then I'm like, so nervous.
I can't do it.
Is that what you said?
And they're like, what? I said, I can't do it. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it.
And are they treating this like your real wedding? How they're talking to you? They're like, you're going to get married.
No, they pushed me down the stairs and said, well, it's too late. You need to go now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would have been so
nervous. I was like, oh, well, I'm getting married then.
Yeah. And then, so how does the ceremony go about? Like, how does that happen? So it's not an official ceremony, is it?
No, but we had to write our own vows, right?
Yeah.
And this, oh my God. So before, what they didn't show as well is, I had this bangle. And they said to me before we got married, do you want to give him a gift? And so, like, I bought this bangle from Boss. And then accidentally they sent me 2. So I was like, oh, I've got a bracelet I bought, a matching bracelet. So I had to write him a love letter and send him the bracelet. But they didn't show him that. Didn't show that. So we had the bracelet on and everything.
Yeah.
So we had to write our own vows. So they said to me, write your vows. And I was like, I'm shit at writing.
Yeah.
They're like, just put stuff together and our story people would just make sure it matches and like it goes together. I'm like, cool, that's great. So I wrote like some shitty stuff. This bit matched, that bit didn't match. And then before I walked down the aisle, I said to one of the welfare, oh, can I see my vows? My vows were exactly what I wrote.
Didn't make any sense.
No sense. And I was like,
what did you end up saying?
Half of it.
Well, no. Was it like, I just can't wait.
It's like 3 words.
Can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you, Sean.
Yep.
P.S. Hope you like your bracelet.
And then it was outside because my mum's not well. So we were supposed to get married in like this castle thing that's loads of stairs, but she can't do stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to do it in the outside gardens. So we got there and I'm facing the sun.
Yeah.
So the sun is on me.
You're sweating.
And my eyes are like this. And then I'm like looking at him because I'm just like, so then I got a stick for that. Mark was so disgusted, he couldn't even see him. Didn't want to look at him. Yeah. And I was like, it's the sun was in my eyes.
Yeah.
And it was awful. And I just couldn't see it.
Miss Runway are famous for their loungewear. Miss Runway's shop is located at Crate, Loughton, Essex. You can also find them online at www.missrunway.co.uk. Use my code CLUBBY10 for 10% off.
Did you think when you see him, Moish? Without being too horrible, what did you think? No,
from behind, I thought, I did have this thing where I didn't want him to wear a black suit.
Okay.
Right. So when I saw him in the black suit, I did think,
fuck. Yeah. Great.
Like, make an effort.
Yeah.
And from behind, I thought, do you know what? He ain't bad. He's taller than me. He's a bit bigger than me. It's all right. He turned around and I thought, I won't swipe left on Tinder, but let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
And then we said hello and he like reeked of alcohol. And I was like, have you been drinking? He was like, oh, I had some for Dutch Courage. And I was thinking, okay, that should have been a sign.
Oh, really?
So then my mum and Nat were like, he's lovely. He's really nice. Like they got talking to him before I arrived. But anyway, yeah, we did the stuff. We did the rings. Yeah. And basically, I did send the ring I wanted. It wasn't on my list. I asked for this Tomasabo ring.
Yeah.
And it's like a round one full of like Diamante stuff.
Yeah.
And they give me it. So I thought, great, I can keep that afterwards and sell that.
Yeah. Pocket it.
So I got the ring I wanted. And then as soon as you say I do, they take you away.
Really?
Yeah, so you can't talk to each other.
Okay, and you've got to do your reactions, I suppose. Yeah.
And then you meet up with each other again for shots, for you, like, wedding shots. Once you get married, you go around for wedding shots. So we tried to talk there, and they were like, don't talk. Because they wanted everything to be why we were being filmed one-on-one. So we couldn't really talk or anything. But
that's bizarre, isn't
it? It did go... We started at 6 a.m. We must have finished about 3 a.m., and it was such a long day, but it just flew past.
3 a.m. at night?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. Like, it looked stunning. It looked
and then
gorgeous.
What happened the night of? I always think this, because obviously, you know, as it goes, everyone's like, night of their wedding, you go back, you know, sleep with your partner. That's what you would imagine.
Consummate
the marriage. And what happens the night of the wedding? So, do you stay together? Or?
Yeah. So they were like, we'll go back to this room.
Where do you stay?
It was nothing so like I imagined.
It's not up to your standards at all.
I walked in. Granted, it was massive.
Yeah.
And it had a little concierge, like a, what if the garden thing?
A conservatory?
So we had one of those.
Yeah.
But it had like wicker furniture. That's how old it was.
It was an old, yeah.
Old thing.
Didn't like it, yeah.
No, it was really, I like modern stuff. It's really old. So anyway, so we get there, they're filming our reactions, go in the room, and then there's an envelope that tells you we're going on your honeymoon.
Oh,
so,
amazing. It just sounds really exciting, doesn't it?
Yes, a week beforehand,
yeah.
They tell you where you go. No, they tell you to pack hot or cold.
Okay. So what was you?
Convinced I was going to Bora Bora, I went to Lapland.
I've got a feeling you was going to be let down. I
was distraught.
Yeah.
So
where did you get Bora Bora from?
Well, I watched Kardashians and they're at Bora Bora. I was like, oh, that looks lovely.
She's basically just manifesting Bora Bora.
When they was like, what do you want? I was like, hot, Bora Bora, and a Hackney Beach. Yeah, and they were like taking everything on board, clearly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they undone it.
It just feels like they was trying to get a reaction out of you, wasn't it?
Everything. So he was like, and bear in mind, it's like 3 a.m. now. So all my excitement's gone.
Yeah.
I've been drunk. Now I'm hungover.
Yeah.
So I've got zero energy in me. And they're like, they're like, can you be a bit more excited? I'm like, it's 3 a.m. I want to go to bed.
And I'm going to fucking Lapland.
So I was like, woo. Yay. And they're like, open some champagne. I'm like, can you drink some? I'm like, no, because it makes me feel sick now.
Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah.
So then they were like, okay, cool. Let's do get in the bed soon. And I'm like,
I don't know this person.
So I'm taking my shoes off slowly. Yeah. And then I took my top off, like my blazer off. And I laid in my shirt and shorts, give him a cuddle. And it was like awkward silence.
You don't know him, yeah.
And the camera's still rolling. We're just like, and I was like, can you ask him to go?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, we're done now? Are we done?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we're done. So they've stopped. And I was like, your feet absolutely stink. Can you wash them? Because he had no socks on.
Okay, yeah.
So he washed his feet before getting into bed and we didn't do anything.
Yeah. Sleeping in the bed of a stranger with no phone.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, it's just a bit mad, isn't it?
And it's like, and then when you do sit and think, is he a murderer?
Yeah.
Is that even a murderer?
You know, I've got to be honest, he's gone through four cycles. He definitely isn't.
Well, so have I. I'm not there, right? So I was like tired by this point. And then we had a 6 or 7 wake up. He had a 6 a.m. wake up call. I had a 7 a.m. wake up call. So he had to go back into London.
Did you lie in bed and like talk to him? Like get to know him or?
While... A little bit.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like we're both dead.
Yeah.
So we kind of fell asleep, but it was like on and off sleep. I'm really weird. I sleep with a fan on.
Yeah,
and
it's just
so I like the noise.
You're not gonna be comfortable, are you?
And like, I can't hear nothing.
Yeah.
And then I'm just laying there overthinking things. I need something to take the noise away. So then so we woke up, he went and done his thing, And then we met at the airport. And when I saw him at the airport, I feel like I've been catfished.
Really?
It looked completely different.
Well, I suppose when someone's in a suit and, you know, you're got the whole wedding aesthetic.
Shout out to the makeup artist. But I thought, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they film you at the airport?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then we got on the airport and we're on the flight next to each other. And he's like, I'm like, stop that. And his leg's going. And I'm trying to read my Power Man book.
Yeah.
And he's like, reading one page. Oh. What are you reading? What's going on now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're literally irritating the fuck out of me.
So you just didn't gel, basically.
No, because he just kept on and on about something. So yeah, we went Lapland.
Didn't like it.
Loved it.
Oh, you loved it?
Well, loved it. I wouldn't go back again. It's not my thing at all. I hate cold stuff.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel cold. Like it was minus 25 and it was like sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
So sunshiny and snow everywhere. Beautiful. Just, it wasn't for me. Yeah. Went to Fatherland, whatever it is, Santa Land and all that. Fatherland, whatever you call it.
Maybe Father Christmas.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
We didn't see Fatherland.
So I did all that, you know, loved it. Yeah. Definitely, if you had kids or you want a romantic thing, definitely do it.
Yeah.
Just wasn't my thing. And we had this big villa that we stayed in, but for one night we had to stay in this canopy thingy, like, it's like a tenty thing.
Yeah.
And it's roof, not roofless, but it's got a see-through glass.
Yeah.
And you lay on the bed and you can see the stars and then you can see the Northern Lights.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
We stayed in it once and another night we stayed in the bigger one because it was just too small.
Yeah.
Too small.
It looks aesthetically pleasing, but
lovely. Yeah. So nice. We did like loads of stuff on there, what you would do.
And then how did it feel getting into the actual dynamics of the show? Yeah,
so sorry, I was going so really on and on, wasn't I? I mean, someone told me to stop.
No, but I mean, it's interesting. Yeah. I mean, you could go on forever because it is so interesting. But how did it feel going into the dynamics of the show? Because obviously you've been around each other just separately. You're sort of digesting what's going on. And then now you're thrown into 13 couples. How does that work?
So yeah, we've flown back. We go to the hotel. We stay in the hotel before we get to the apartments. And like, right, we're going straight into a dinner party. So you're going to go into a mixer. And I just thought, it's been so nice just being two of you.
Yeah.
It's going to be really strange. And then when you walk into a group
of people.
Was
you gelling at this point?
I would say when there was no alcohol, it was fine.
Yeah.
But obviously, we were with some other people. So it was kind of like a group setting. But walking into other people, I feel like they've already made clicks.
Yeah, definitely.
They've already got clicks. They've already got their friends.
It was clicky. You could tell it was. Yeah.
As soon as we walked in, like, he was nice. Like, he held my hand and was like, don't worry. So we walked in and then it was just like shock, like all these people. Mm. One, I thought they're all so young.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I did the show and I was 36 when I did the show. They're like, I'm not that much older now anyway, but they're all in their 20s.
Yeah.
Like I think one was like 22 or 23. And they're like, I tried everything to get married. I'm like, but you're so 23.
Young. Yeah, I understand.
So I was kind of shocked about how young the cast were.
And who did you immediately dislike and who did you immediately gel with?
So immediately I gelled with was like, Erica was the first one to come over to me and Erica was like,
I've met her, she's lovely.
Yeah, and she was giving like the 411 and I was like, what's going on, what's happening? And she was new the week before I was.
Yeah.
So she was really lovely. And I had this thing where I don't really get on with boys.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really like guys, I don't know, I just get nervous around them.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I didn't really gel with any of the boys to start with. They all tried, they were all lovely. But then one by one, they would come up to you, not the guys, but the girls would be like, don't trust this person and watch out for this person. And
why? I'm
like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then it was a case like, this person is, they're fake couples. They're just friends. They're trying to last in it as long as they can. And this couple, they're trying to work out brand deals. And I'm like,
but so I don't really understand this because it's not a game show, so lasting as long as you can, how does that work? I mean, you don't get eliminated either, do you?
No.
So why?
Yeah So I'm just like, okay, so who do you trust?
Yeah
And then of course it is kind of like you kind of get to see people are different on camera to off camera.
Yeah, so obviously what you told me is obviously I was under the impression when I've done shows, obviously apart from Celebs Go Dating, which was obviously, you know, when you're filming and stuff like that. Like when I done X on the Beach, the cameras were fixed rig, so you wasn't aware that there was cameras there at all.
First date.
It felt really real. Obviously, with Married at First Sight, there's cameras on you 24/7 and they're filming you like fix. So I can imagine that people turn it on as you do when there's a camera in front of you.
But I just wish I got the memo to be two different people. Because I'm quite honest, if I don't really like you, I'm not going to sit with you and kiki with you, because I'll be polite. But if we're not friends, but all of a sudden these people were having little arguments. I mean, there was one about a spoon, for Christ's sake.
Really?
And
but I suppose if you ain't got your phone, you're living in a house with a stranger, something is going to irk you. Do you know what I mean? Small things are going to start getting to you.
Yeah, no, totally get it. When the weeks went by, it was literally like...
I bet you felt like you was going crazy.
Yeah.
I think people were so invested in Married at First Sight. It was every day. And I, like, you know, it was on every day. And I think people were just loving it so much. But I think, what advice, maybe to tie this all in and to finish, what advice would you give for the people, even though it's already been filmed, what advice would you give for people going on Married at First Sight?
I'd say you need to take it with a pinch of salt and just have fun.
Yeah.
And just enjoy yourself, because it is fun. Like, when you're there filming, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, I need a Diet Coke. And someone comes with a Diet Coke. You know, it's fun. It's fun.
And you're doing amazing experiences. So, you know, you went to Lapland.
Exactly. You get so much fun in it. I just think not to put your whole heart in it.
Yeah.
Because it may not be the outcome you want. So just enjoy it.
And was you disheartened when it wasn't the outcome you wanted?
Yes, majorly. Because I really, like, being now 37, I really want to find someone. Like, I really want someone to come home to, someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Like, you miss being, when you're on your own, you miss it.
Mm.
So, you know, like you were saying with Jack, when he's at work, you kind of miss him not being there.
I do get bored without Jack, to be honest.
So, it's nice to have someone.
Yeah.
So, when, like, I thought about the red car situation and the psychic, I just thought, this is it.
Mm.
Like, I've lost my way. I feel better in myself.
Mm.
I found someone. So, when it didn't work out, I was like, oh, my God, now I'm back at stage one again.
And how did you adjust to life sort of after, you know, like, for example, you know, when I filmed X on the Beach, I was only there for maybe 5 days. Coming home felt really weird because it was like I'd been in this environment with no phone, around people 24/7 in this sort of weird setup scenario. I found it really hard at first, you know, I adjusted quite quickly because it was only a few days, but I still found it really weird. How did you adjust to coming back home?
It is strange because you come home and you're like, it's quiet, it's empty, there's no one around. The good thing is with the show is the they have like psychs afterwards.
Yeah.
And they keep in contact quite often.
Yeah, I do feel like as well, like, as much as sometimes we like say, oh, TV should be like this and be like that, I feel like the welfare on shows is amazing, to be honest.
Like, they were very good behind. So that was good. But I think I was just over it as well.
Yeah.
Because I've got to the point in the show where I was getting so annoyed about things not being real.
Yeah.
And one of the psychs said to me, Mark, it's a show. Yeah. It's just a show.
Mm.
They want drama. I think I was checking out each week.
Yeah.
So I think it made it okay to come home because it wasn't real.
Yeah.
And that wasn't my relationship.
What was the thing that made you check out the most, do you think?
So it was when Ella and JJ come back in the show.
Really?
We was on a retreat.
I could tell a lot. You know what? I remember them coming back and I could see why it would annoy a lot of couples.
Yeah,
to be
because
honest.
Like, my relationship isn't great.
Yeah.
Like, and I fancy JJ.
Yeah.
Can I swap? You know, are we swapping? Is it a swinger party? So it's kind of annoying where you think I'm trying so hard to be with someone that these people have said that we're a good match. You're trying so hard. And these people have just decided they feel they're a good match. And then now they're going to come in.
Yeah.
So that's when I was just like, okay, cool.
Whatever
now then.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
And to end this, obviously we've spoke about your experience on Married at First Sight. Experience on first dates. What is next in the future for you? What would you like to do? Do you want to find someone? What do you, or would you want to do TV again? What would you want to do?
It's a hard one. At the moment, I just like, I've taken every opportunity I can. Obviously, I'm here, which I'm so grateful for.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Honestly, you've been an amazing guest. Yeah. Honestly, I was really excited to speak to you. And as an actual fan of both the shows you've done, I honestly was really excited.
No, I was like, really, when I saw the message, I was so excited.
Oh, good.
Told everyone. I was like, you know, Chloe Brockett, I'm going on her podcast. So yeah, no, I would think I'd like to do a TV show again. I don't know what, because everyone keeps telling me stop doing dating shows, but I'm sure the next one's Undateables or something. Clearly the issue's me.
No, don't be silly. I think you should do First Dates again. I think you should try and go back on that.
Fred, if you're watching.
Fred, can he please go on first dates again? Because you've actually got a lot better at matching.
Yeah, can I go to one in France?
Yeah, the hotel one. That would be really good.
But no, thank you for having me.
No, don't be silly. Thank you for coming on. Honestly, you've been an amazing guest. And thank you for everything you've told me. You've definitely spilled the tea. I've loved it.
Special thanks to Blank Box Studio for letting us use their amazing studio space. And our lovely sponsors, Miss Runway and Fireaway Pizza.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.